Our website is www.lhbconline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday evening, July the 6th, 2005. 4th of July week family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Chris Simpson of Pasadena, Texas is the minister for this service.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
So, 3 days went by. Three long, hot, sticky, filthy, horrible nightmare days. Days of misery. I mean, who knows what the fish did? In fact, we have some hints in the next chapter what the fish did. This was the first submarine ride, but it wasn't fun. It went down to the foundations. We're told in the next chapter that seaweed wrapped around his head. Fish was eating seaweed. And it was horrible. It was a nightmare. The worst thing he could imagine. Well, hello, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Hello. I mean, this guy was determined to run from God. He didn't know his catechism. What does omnipresent mean, Jonah? You can't run. Remember David said that in Psalm 139, where shall I flee from thy presence? Where shall I go? If I take the wings of the morning, or there if I dwell in the depths of hell, there you made my bed. Yeah, he made his bed all right. So chapter 2, we see, in fact, I did a sermon once on the first three words of chapter 2 entitled, Then Jonah Prayed. Then Jonah Prayed. See, it's interesting, we really don't see him praying much in chapter 1, do we? He was not a praying man. God wanted Jonah to pray. So God had to get him into a position where he had no alternatives but to pray! So he's praying to the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. You know what kind of relationship with God that Jonah had? I call it the fire extinguisher relationship. How many of y'all have a fire extinguisher in your house? Y'all got them here in the camp, right? Fire extinguisher. You don't see them much. They're kind of in obscure places, but they're hanging on the wall, and you just kind of walk by them, ignore them. Now, if there's ever a fire, what do? We grab the fire extinguisher. We put the fire out, and we're so thankful for the fire extinguisher. Praise God there was a fire extinguisher. And we're going to put the fire out. The fire's out. Well, let's hang the fire extinguisher back. And let's be about it. You know, a lot of people have their fire extinguisher relationship with God. They like God. They're glad He's there. They walk by, they pat Him. Hey, God, glad to have you. If I ever have a need, I'll really get desperate. But I'm out doing my business, doing my thing for me. And you know, God is so loving. He's so merciful. He's so kind. He'll put up with that for a period. But at some point, He is a jealous God. He says, you know, I really didn't hang on a cross, so now I have to hang on a wall and be your fire extinguisher. So look what had to happen to Jonah to get him to pray. He needed a storm. He needed to be rebuked by the pastor, the shipmaster. He needed to be rebuked by the others. Finally, a horrible nightmare experience to get him to finally pray. You know, let me ask y'all, how are y'all with your prayer life? Y'all pray? Hello, do you pray? You know, I've done a lot of teaching on self-sufficiency. I really believe one of our greatest enemies is self-sufficiency. How many of y'all are self-sufficient? You know how you can tell if you're self-sufficient? There's what I call a self-sufficiency gauge. Self-sufficiency mainly means leaning on your own understanding. Self-sufficiency mainly means trusting in your abilities and ways. It's basically, that's what it is. How do you know how self-sufficient you are? It's simple. Look at your prayer life. Your prayer life will tell you how self-sufficient. When you're not self-sufficient, you're desperate. You pray. You pray about everything. You get up in the morning, first word, don't Jesus. 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 And that's before you even get to brushing your teeth. And while you're brushing your teeth, you're thinking, oh, Jesus. Jesus. And you know, you don't trust your thought. You don't let that brain go nowhere until you say Jesus. And then maybe when you finally talk, it's Shandala. You know, I found the longer I walk with the Lord, the more I trust this thing up here. Amen? This thing, you let this thing loose, what's the brain start to do? Oh my God, today's the day I need to do this. And I better do that. Oh, and I better do that. And then this happens, that might happen. Oh my God, that happens, and this will happen. Oh no! My gosh! Y'all looking at me like you don't know what that means. Come on. Self-sufficiency means recognizing that our own worst enemy is our mind. We have to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Do you remember that? It's pull down the high things. Well, how do you do that? I don't know how to do any of that. I really don't. But I do know how to speak in tongues. Yeah, how about that verse? Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Isaiah 26. Well, how do you do that? Have you ever tried to keep your mind on the Lord? I am going to keep my mind totally on the Lord right now. And then about a second later, wow, look at me keeping my mind on the Lord. You're thinking about how you're keeping your mind on the Lord. Now your mind is thinking about how you're thinking about how you're keeping your mind on the Lord. You're not keeping your mind on the Lord. That won't keep him in perfect peace. His mind is teed on thee. It don't work. I don't know how to do it, but I do know how to speak in tongues. I found speaking in tongues and singing in tongues. When you sing in tongues and speak in tongues and sing in the Spirit and worship in the Spirit, sing in the Spirit, and you get still, guess what? Your mind is laser beamed on the Lord. Amen? Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So, what happens? Verse 2. And I cried by reason of my affliction to the Lord, and He heard me. Out of the belly of hell I cried. And You heard my voice. For You cast me into the deep in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All Your billows and waves have gone over me. And I said, I'm cast out of Your sight, yet I will look again towards Your holy temple. You know, there's an age-old question, folks. Why does God allow people to suffer? In fact, C.S. Lewis wrote a book entitled The Problem of Pain. Have you ever heard of that? Whole book on the issue. Why does God allow us to suffer? Well, here we have one answer to that question. And it is to teach us not to stray. Before I was afflicted, I went what? Astray. But now I've kept Thy word. See, there's only one safe place in the universe. That's under the cloud. That's walking in the Spirit. So after 3 days, he's looking again to the temple of the Lord. Verse 5. The waters compass me about even to the soul. The depths close me round about. The weeds, seaweeds wrapped around my head. This was a nightmare experience. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. Man, this fish was swimming. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet You brought my life up from corruption. O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto Thee, into Thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Folks, the title of the teaching tonight is What Happens When You Listen to the Enemy's Lies. What I want to share with you is Jonah finally stumbled on the fundamental problem of his life. And it's found in verse 8 of chapter 2. He finally realized they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. He realized finally, I have been listening to lies. I've been snookered by the devil. I've been given a con job by the devil. The devil has lied to me. He deceived me and I believed him and I got myself in this fix. You know, I really believe this is the consequence of listening to lies. What kind of lies was he listening to? Well, that what would happen in Nineveh? He'd heard that they'd strip him alive. But he apparently believed that God wouldn't protect him. And he believed that running would solve the problem. Hello? Lies. Satan laid it out for him. You go to Nineveh, this is going to happen. And if this happens, you're going to be in utter torment. I left the equation of God out. And so he listened to these lies. And he ran to the point of suicide. To where suicide was a reasonable option to get out of his pain. And then he was swallowed up in misery and anguish and torment and despair. You see the pattern? This is what happens to any of us when we begin to listen to lies. That's why Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You know, the truth is not always easy. It's hard. You got to love the truth, man. You got to want the truth more than anything, and sometimes the truth hurts. Sometimes the truth is scary, particularly the truth about yourself. Amen? I believe the scariest truth in the world is the truth about yourself. I don't think a lot of us could take the utter truth about ourselves. I think the Lord has to reveal it to us piecemeal. Amen? Just a little here and a little there would freak us out. I mean, Isaiah, when he saw the Lord, he said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in people of a woe is me. I mean, he got a glimpse of himself, he freaked out. We can't handle seeing ourselves for the horror that we are. We deserve eternal hell forever. That we deserve it. That's the truth. We can't fathom it. So God has to kind of peel the layers and show us little glimpses through people who are turned off by us or rebuke us. Or we see people in mirrors. We see things in people we don't like. It's really within you in that person that you don't like. Really? That's why he says, judge not lest you be judged. Dude, you judge what's in him. You're judging yourself. Because that's just a mirror. We're mirrors one of another. I really believe that is the valley of the shadow of death. They though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the scariest thing in the world, to finally face. And yet, ironically, it's in the valley of the shadow of death that intimacy occurs. Because prior to the valley of shadow of death in Psalm 23, it's third person. The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me. He does this. Amen? He leads me. But in the valley of the shadow of death, he says, thy rod and thy staff. You understand? The person changes to first person. He found intimacy. When you finally face yourself, then you recognize the utter folly of self-sufficiency and you get desperate and you pray a lot and you speak in tongues a lot. And then you quit leaning on your own understanding and then the anointing flows through you and God can start using you in the remaining years of your life. I think the majority of Christians hang out, you know, by the shepherd with the green grass, the little water thing there, and just kind of wandering around, you know. And there's that foreboding valley down there, and some of them say, hey, forget that noise. I like this green grass laying down. But the shepherd is wooing them. Come on, come on, come on. So finally, a few of them trickle down in. They hear legends about what happens when people go down that valley. Oh, they get eaten up, you know. But those that finally make it through the valley of the shadow of death and the horror, they get out on the other side. And it's like Dorothy climbing out of the house, you know, in Oz. My God, it's all color. Thou spreadest a table in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Man, I'll tell you, the backside of Psalm 23 is wonderful. It kind of glows with gold. Amen? The front side is just, and that's really, I think, three stages of life. But you're going to have to face yourself. And that's what Jonah finally had to do. Realize he'd been listening to lies. It all starts, you know, how does it affect us? Listen to lies like God's not going to come through. Things are only going to get worse. I just can't forgive that person. Nobody really cares. I'll never get to living. Why confront them? They'll never hear me. Just lie after lie after lie. Satan pours lies in you. Pours lies in you about God. God's really mad at you. He's had it. That's it. That's the unforgivable sin. Might as well just flush out. He lies about other people. Everybody else has got it together. They're all anointed. They have gifts far better than yours. You're a loser. He lies about you. He lies about himself. Satan is powerful. He's massive. He's overwhelming. He's the God of this world. This is all lies. We go, You know the truth is? The truth is everybody else is a loser like you. You're all losers. You all deserve hell. There's really not. Well, somebody says, well, we may deserve hell, but I deserve a higher level of hell than you. I would have been in the waiting pool of hell. You would have been in the deep end. Oh, give me a break. We're all scum, but through the blood of Jesus. Can I amen? Nobody's better than you. But God rebuke you. Start looking at other people. Not very wise. Just be grateful for who He's made you. You're the only one of your kind ever. There will never be another like you before ever. You're a unique snowflake. God, you're the only one that God can ever manifest that facet of His glory through you. Quit looking at yourself and whining at other people. Give thanks to the Lord. So, what we tend to do is when we listen to lies, we run from the problems to maybe not sleep, but escape addictions, compulsions. But we run in doing so from smack dab from the frying pan to the fire. If you love Jesus. See, if you don't love Jesus, God will let you just, you know, He won't deal with you. But if you love Jesus, He ain't going to let you go. He's going to say, I'm going to swallow you sucker up. You're going to suffer like you're going to put the S in suffer. I mean, you're going to suffer. Why? Because I love you. I want you to pray. Amen? As many as I rebuke, as many as I love. Remember that? Revelation 3? I rebuke and chasten. So what did Jonah do then? To bring this to a close tonight, he comes to the revelation. I really see in verse 8 of chapter 2 of Jonah is like the pinion of the whole book. It's really the guts of the book. He came to an awareness. I've been listening to lies. So what did he do? Verse 9. And folks, I really wanted to get this down in your spirit tonight. This is really the answer to defeating the lies of the demons, to defeating the self-pity and the whining. And you know, you have friends. Perhaps it's not got a hold on you, but you know people who get caught in that trap, that demonic stuff. This is the key. And it's in verse 9. I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of what? Thanksgiving. And I'll pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. You know what, folks? The simplest thing to get out of this trap, yet it was the furthest thing from his mind. I hate to bring these old, but it's an analogy. When I was a kid, I'm sure a lot of those here have seen The Wizard of Oz when we were growing up. Remember that famous thing at the end, Dorothy, you could have gotten out any time if you just clicked your heels and said, there's no place like home. You know, you can get out of your deal any time if you just give thanks. You just give thanks. In fact, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus in everything what? Give thanks. Folks, I'm telling you, when he gave thanks, it ended the ordeal. Lies lose their power when you give thanks.
Lord.
Satan cannot abide in a grateful, thankful spirit. A praising spirit. A thankful and grateful spirit. I'll tell you, I found the secret. I don't care what comes down. And, you know, there's always something going to hit you emotionally. Just the other day, something hit me. And, man, grabbed a hold of my emotions. I could feel that, oh, man, you know, frustrated and worried about this. And I went, oh, wait a minute, home. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it. Thank you in it. Thank you, Lord. I know you're going to use it. I appreciate it. It's going to help me grow up here, quit being a baby. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I don't want to be a whiny brat. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? Go on. Eyes of peace. Hello? I mean, it's like a sword. Just give thanks. In all thy ways, acknowledge who? People acknowledge the devil. I don't acknowledge the devil in all my ways. I acknowledge the Lord. Satan can't do nothing. He has to get a triplicate from the Father. You know that? He has no authority in my life. If anything comes, God's allowing. He's sovereign. He's going to teach me. The only way I'm going to overcome the enemy is through meekness and humility and brokenness and thanksgiving, not getting in the flesh. Amen? A lot of people are adolescent, immature, when it comes to spiritual warfare. And they get all, fight the devil and get all this amped up, hyped up emotion. I say, dude, you're looking for a fall. That isn't how you to fight the devil. You fight the devil in meekness and lowliness and brokenness and on your face. I mean, he's a mighty being. You know, it says even when Michael the archangel dared not bring a railing accusation against him. These speak evil in Jude and 2 Peter of brute beasts, speak evil of, what's that word he uses? Dominions far above. We don't understand this creature, the devil. He's a powerful creature on one level. One little problem, he's under our feet. And I dwell in the high and holy place with him that's a lowly and contrite heart in Isaiah 57. So the key is humility. How did Moses, when all the people rose up against him, people kept rising, wanting to stone him, Moses fell on his face to God. There's such wisdom there. How do you help people full of the devil? 2 Timothy 2. How do you help people that are full of demons and don't want to repent? You got to use wisdom. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If perhaps the Holy Ghost will grant them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they can be escaped from the snare of the devil. It takes meekness and humility and routing around the demon to reach their heart. Amen? Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all thy getting. Get understanding. Be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. It's wisdom in the thing in the spirit. And where do you get wisdom? On your face. Crying out to the Lord and going through it. In fact, that's how you get wisdom, is going through it. You get on your face to get through it. How many of y'all want wisdom? Okay, come on, be bold. How many of y'all want wisdom? Guess how wisdom comes? I'm sorry, he doesn't dole it out like popsicles. It comes through suffering and affliction. I am not a prosperity preacher. I am a Holy Ghost prosperity preacher. You want to be prosperous in the Spirit? Then get on your face and say, Jesus, do whatever you got to do, with whom you ever got to do it, however long it takes, whatever you got to do, smash me, clench me, jump on me, whatever. It's okay, go for it, because I want to grow up. I'm sick of being a baby, and I want to be used of you for eternity. That's the way I pray. Freaks my wife out. We pray sometimes. She says, Chris, my God. You pray like that. You know why I pray like that? Because I know Jesus loves me, and He's very gentle. And He, look, I could pray like that all day long. He's still going to be very gentle. He doesn't, what's that, a bruise, a broken reed, a snuff out of, He's very gracious. But I think it pleases Him to know that you're willing to get on the cross. Amen?
Amen.
You're willing to die. You're willing to lose your life, that you can find it. Am I communicating to you today? Amen. Satan cannot stand you to pray like that. Oh, no, 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 don't pray like that. Don't pray like that, please. Or be scared of the devil. And it was so funny and stupid for people to be scared of the devil. Why are they scared of him? You know the irony of it is, he's terrified of you. If you ever stood up and pulled that sword out in the name, man, they're freaking and running. But the irony is, believers are, oh, I'm getting that deliverance stuff. That's glorifying the devil. Oh, I don't know. Well, when you pray for deliverance, do you touch, you don't lay hands on them, do you? Sure. Well, doesn't the devil get on you? There's people, ah, I was reading something the other day, I said, well, I never lay hands on people I'm casting demons out. I said, well, dude, you don't even need to be casting out demons. If you're that vulnerable, my God, hello? I'm not worried about it. So what if a devil gets me? I mean, the point, so what if I sin? Listen, because if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who forgives us our sin. I'm telling you, you get to the point you sin doesn't even freak out anymore. A just man falls seven times and bounces the end. I go, sin freaked me out. There was a time when the fear of future sin paralyzed me. Well, sin schmin. His mercies are new every morning. His blood is always there. He knows my heart. If I sin, I'll get up and keep running. I'm not going to focus on the stupid sin. Boy, Satan gets people on that. Ah, you sinned. Well, so what? That's why Jesus came. That's why He died. That's why He said do communion a lot. Amen? To remind us, the blood of Jesus, the life of Jesus. Amen? Are you hearing me? We have the victory in Jesus Christ. We have the authority. And the key, folks, is right here. It is the path. Here's the opinion statement tonight. The surest path to deliverance from your situation is to give thanks in your situation. Are any of y'all feeling swallowed up these days? Do you feel like you are in the belly of hell in your marriage? In your job, in your church, wherever you are, it seems like everywhere you turn, you see seaweeds wrapped around your head. You're in misery, and you're full of self-pity and whining and wanting to get out. Folks, I'm telling you, we're going to read the next verse is the last verse we're going to read, but it's the secret to the whole thing. It says, the Lord spoke to the fish. Listen, only God can tell the fish, puke him, and he'll have to come out. Spit him up! You know, God can command that situation and undo it. When the Lord spoke, He was free. And I've found I can't make the Lord do nothing. I've tried. He's the Lord and I'm not. And when He's darn well pleased, however long He wants to keep me in the crucible of pain, that's His business and not mine. I've had to learn that. And I've had to say, Lord, Thy will be done, whatever. Whatever you got to get, whatever I'm not listening to, whatever you got to burn out, go for it, Jesus. Burn deep, man. And I've found that when we're pleasing to Jesus, He speaks to the fish. He expedites the process. You know, in Lamentations it says, the Lord does not afflict us willingly from the heart. In Lamentations 3, He doesn't want to do it any more than a parent wants your kid to suffer. You just want him to learn. You just want him to walk in the principles of righteousness. Can I imagine? That's all the Lord wants. When He's got your heart, you don't have to go through as much pain. So give Him your heart. And how do you give Him your heart? The best way, folks, is just start with being thankful. Just be grateful. Let's start that right now. Right now. Where you are, right now. Let's just begin to thank the Lord. I want you to thank the Lord in your situation for what's going on, for what you don't like, for what you're mad about, for what you've been frustrated about, for what you've been trying to get out of, for what you've been praying, oh God, change so-and-so, change this person, change that. Folks, the best prayer, quit praying for God to change people. Say, Lord, change me. I found the secret is, Lord, leave them the way they are until I learn how to love. Boy, I tell you, that's a good prayer. How many got the guts to pray that? Quit praying, Lord, would you just change my husband? Would you just change my wife? Would you just change? No, say, Lord, leave them the way they are. You teach me how to love unconditionally. You teach me how to bless those that curse me and pray for those that despitefully use me and abuse me. Teach me to grow up. You know what? When you finally get there and let go, guess what? They'll begin to change. Because they quit feeling that pressure. They quit feeling that witchcraft from you. And they feel love. And there's something about love, it changes people's hearts. Are y'all hearing me tonight? How many of y'all willing to pray that level of sacrificial prayer? Say this after me, Jesus. I give up the right to demand anybody change, to demand my situation change. Forgive me for trying to be Lord. I just want to do one thing, and one thing well. I want to give thanks and praise you for my salvation, that you saved me from hell. And everything is an improvement over that. So I thank you today. Now let's just do that right now. Let's thank Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, la shotolo bakita la shotolo marandiati ku alia. Oh, valeria talianamo. Oh, ehi alanamo yanamo shandalabo kutiatarabo shotolo banana. Come on, speak in tongues, folks. Speak in tongues. The Bible says you give thanks well when you speak in tongues. Oh, shintalabara. They that speak, worship Him, must worship Him in the spirit and truth. Ishtalini alade. Get out of your mind. Get out of your mind into the mind of Christ. Oh, Come on, worship Him tonight. Worship Him out of your spirit tonight. Praise Him, Lord. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Shondiri buku alama yan yeterimo san. Shondiri bukalirimo san leta inemo son. Shondalaba kilamo sulama yan yan yaremo lonien. Shondalama tia lamonie. Arimo ei, sadia boy, o sadia kaye. Aria boy, oh Jesus, we praise you, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for crucifixion. Thank you for me. Thank you for losing our life. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you, Lord. Deliver us from ourselves. Deliver us from demanding. Deliver us from witchcraft. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let us be disciples who love not their lives to the death. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Satan, we disqualify you from this place tonight. We pick the powers of Satan. We pick your lies. We break the whiny self-pity. I pick the spirit of self-pity. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Blaming and justification and self-righteousness. I pick it in Jesus' name. I pick the power, the stronghold. I pick it in Jesus out of our minds. Oh, Lord Jesus, one thing have I desired, and that will I seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple, and He shall lift up my head round about me, and all my enemies shall fall. For the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Lord, forgive us for leaning on our own understanding. Lord, teach us to be little children. All we can do well is speak in tongues and praise You, Lord. Lord, help us not to trust ourselves. Oh, forgive us, Lord, for leaning on our own selves, oh Lord. Forgive us for being passive and lazy, Lord Jesus, and not seeking Your face and calling on You first thing, Lord. Deliver us, Lord, from the worldliness. We love You, Jesus. We love You. Now, Father, I pray that in Your mercy You'd send the Holy Ghost right now in each heart. Lord, each heart that's crying out to You, Lord, crying out to You, draw nigh now. Draw nigh. Holy Spirit, come now. Each heart, each soul, each mind, each body, Lord, come with healing tonight. Come with restoration tonight. Come with revelation tonight. Come with discernment tonight, Lord. Come with inspiration tonight, Lord. Come with deliverance tonight. Come, Holy Spirit, to each one. Lord, fill each cup. Lord, each vessel, Lord, tonight that's being held up. Come, Lord Spirit. Come, pour the oil, pour the wine tonight. Come, Ushanduri Kutadim. Now, hear the Lord. Shine Your light. Shundalaman. Come, Holy Spirit, minister every open heart. Shuti Andaramaka. Come on, receive from the Holy Spirit right now. Just say, come, Lord, and tell the Lord your need. The Lord wants to hear your need. Tell it, whisper to Him. If it's a physical need and a spiritual, emotional need, He loves you. He just wanted your heart first, and now He's more than happy to hear your need. Once He knows He's got your heart, He has no problem hearing your need. Because He knows you want it met only so you could press into Him and be passionate for Him, and not for selfish reasons. So tell Him your need. Whisper to Him. Lord, listen to the cries of the hearts. The secret needs, Lord. Some here abound in sins and transgressions and hidden iniquities. Lord, come and encourage them tonight. Lord, some are afraid. Some are fearful of things to come. Come, Lord, and show them You'll be a mighty God with them. And they fear not beyond tomorrow, for sufficient unto the day. Come, Holy Spirit, come with grace. Grace, revelation, truth, healing. Lord, I pray that You'd move in healing tonight. Lord, touch backs and toes and, Lord, spines. Holy Spirit, come. Lord, touch organs, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, touch the top of brain, the brain stems in the name of the Lord. Lord, with His headaches, come. Holy Spirit, come and heal, 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 heal. Pour Your oil of healing. Lord, let mass healing occur tonight. Healing in the Spirit. For You love Your children. Lord, You love us and You want to bless us and give us the good things. But we only want to be healthy so we can throw our lives at Your feet. That's why we want to be healthy, so we can max it for You. Not for selfish reasons. Receive, folks. Receive right now. Take a deep breath. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive a fresh touch. Fresh anointing, fresh release. Come, Holy Spirit, work. Work, continue to work, Lord. Continue to move, continue to touch, continue to reveal, continue to heal. I am seeing parts of a body as I'm praying. Different. I don't know much about all that. I can see, though, different parts, legs and all kind of feet and bush to ankles. Come, flow, 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 flow. Inner organs and stuff. He's just doing things. By Stonlanded, I don't care who, just receive, receive. I particularly see something back here. The Lord's doing something with somebody's upper spine. Shundala, come straighten it out, Lord, in Jesus' name. Just fix it, fix it. You're the mechanic. You're the creator. Do it, do it, do it, do it. In Jesus' name, fix it, fix it. In your mercy, restore, heal. Receive, receive. Heard the Holy Spirit say someone has recently given up cigarettes and that you have averted cancer as a result. Don't go back to him. He's going to heal and know the consequence of what you've done. Do not go back to them. Lord, we love you. We long for the things of eternity, the things of heaven. Lord, we long for the supernatural. We long for eternity, Lord. Something in us longs for the life to come. Lord, we are shundala. Only when we speak in tongues can we express. Lord, come and fill our hearts. Fill our hearts with a passion for the eternal. Oh, eyeballs stamped with eternity tonight. Lord, we'll see up into the horizon. Thine eyes shall see the King in His beauty. And behold the land very far off. Lord, help us to see. Jesus. Jesus. More, Lord. Lord's still doing stuff. As you keep your heart open, you keep your cup up, He's still dripping, filling. He's still filling. Lord has just smashed a bunch of lies. Hallelujah tonight. Yes, Lord. Expose the snake, the sneaky snake for the liar he is. Lord, I pray you'd break all the suicidal, lying, reasonable, deceptive garbage. We just have a grateful, childlike heart. Like little children, thankful, appreciative, just every day, just for breath. We can breathe. Lord, help us not have to go through trial to finally pray with passion. Lord, help us be committed to passion, to prayer, and worship. On principle to pray, on principle to fight. Lord, put those principles deep in our gut, Lord Jesus. Like brushing your teeth every day. Like just putting on your shoes. It's worshiping Jesus from the depths of who we are. Just fundamental principles of life. We can abide in the vine. Jesus. Sense of one of the things the Holy Spirit is saying to someone. The Holy Ghost has been talking to people about fasting, certain ones, and I think what I'm sent the Holy Spirit says, listen to that, because that's been Him talking to you. Listen to it. Don't blow it off. He's taking you by the hand and leading you in a pathway of deeper crucifixion because He loves you. Don't blow it off. Listen and walk. There's great excitement and reward. If you'll be obedient to the disciplines of the Holy Spirit. Not a person, not a legal, just the Holy Ghost has been whispering to some of y'all. And you know in your heart it's Him. Just listen and obey. Don't resist it. Let's sing a song. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. We'll sing that one more time. Jesus. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel,
blessed Redeemer, living Word.
Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Well, you know what? I'd like everybody to grab a hold of somebody next to you. Just kind of make a connection. Just grab a hold of somebody, put your hand on their shoulder or their hand. Let's make a little connection here. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, you would protect and seal everything you've done for everybody tonight, Lord. Lord, that you'd put big old angels over us, Lord. Lord, you would protect us from any backlash. Lord, that you would give it that space to repent. And that space, Lord, that the Spirit can do work all the way to the depths. Satan, we loose you from any assignment, any retaliation, any backlash. I take your power and bind you from the saints tonight. Lord, let the Word of God find its effectual work in our spirits. Lord, and bear good fruit, 30, 60, and 100-fold. Lots of angels over us, Lord. Seal what you've done tonight. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Go in peace. In Jesus' name.
Praise God.
This is the end of this message.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com.
There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thank you.